Democratic Senator Ben McAdams said Senate Bill 54 would generate an additional $5 million a year for education by flattening the personal income tax exemption, freezing property tax rates, and earmarking a percentage of new sales tax growth, none of which, he said, is a tax increase. But GOP Senator Daniel Thatcher disagrees.
To me, this is a perpetual $5 million growing exponentially. It'll be $50 million in 10 years. That otherwise people would have to help them put food on the table.
Thatcher argues Utah's lack of control over federally owned public lands makes it difficult to appropriately fund anything. But Democratic Senator Karen Morgan says gaining ownership of public lands isn't going to solve the problem.
It's just an excuse for not adequately funding our public schools. Other states with similar land mass and population contribute much more. So we need to quit stating that tired excuse. We need to get about doing what needs to be done.
Some lawmakers said they could support the bill if it weren't for the sales tax earmark. But Morgan reminded the committee the legislature earmarked revenue growth for transportation last year and is currently looking to do so for a proposed water pipeline to southern Utah. Corey Holdaway with the Utah Education Association says the legislature needs to start viewing education as an investment rather than an expenditure.
Investing in education brings back money to the state. And in fact, if you look at various studies, a dollar invested in education brings back seven in tax revenues with a quality education system.
Senate Bill 54 was tabled by the committee on a 3-2 vote. McAdams' bill was part of Legislative Democrats' Best Schools Initiative, which has seen both success and failure so far during the session. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.